I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Monday, May 10th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Israeli police responded violently to Palestinian protesters on Monday in the Old City of Jerusalem. More than 300 people were injured. The violence centered around Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is located in the complex that is considered holy by both Muslims and Jews. Video showed stun grenades and tear gas being fired at Palestinian protesters inside the mosque, and police claimed that protesters threw rocks at officers as well as at Jewish worshipers at the Western Wall. In recent days, Jerusalem has been suffering its worst violence in years, sparked by incendiary plans to evict dozens of Palestinians from an Arab area at the east of the city and hand their homes to Jewish Israelis. The crisis worsened Monday ahead of the Nationalist Jerusalem Day flag march, which marks Israel's capture of East Jerusalem in the 1960s. Israel is coming under more and more international condemnation for its heavy-handed response to the Palestinian protesters. With India's surge in COVID-19 cases continuing to devastate the country, epidemiologists are trying to determine where the virus can make a heavy impact next, and some are suspecting Nigeria. With 200 million people, it's the seventh most populous country in the world. Like India, Nigeria suffers huge health disparities and uneven access to vaccines. But where India at least has some domestic vaccine manufacturers, Nigeria does not have any at all. It must import all of its doses. However, the world is not powerless in preventing COVID from devastating Nigeria the way it's hitting India. More equitable distribution of vaccines across borders could build a firewall against a surge in cases in Nigeria, as well as in other less developed countries. So far, Nigeria has partially vaccinated just 1% of its population, and fully vaccinated almost no one. Vaccinating 3/4 of the population, the proportion experts say could result in herd immunity that blocks most transmission pathways, could take until 2022. In order to shorten that timeline, the world's richer countries would be required to share life-saving resources. The Biden administration is getting rid of a Trump-era policy that attempted to exclude transgender people from protections against sex discrimination in healthcare. In 2020, the Trump administration tried to define sex as the person's gender assigned at birth. If successful, this rule would have revoked protections for transgender people if they're discriminated against by doctors, hospitals, or insurance companies. However, the courts blocked those rules from being introduced, and the Biden administration announced Monday that they would now be abandoned. The move will effectively reintroduce the Obama-era policy on sex discrimination in healthcare, which applied to gay and transgender people. So, there was a massive tiger just strolling through a Houston neighborhood on Sunday night. Videos from the scene show people cowering in their homes while filming the cat prowling their suburban street. According to a local paper, police confirmed that they received calls from residents who complained about a tiger walking around and, quote, looking aggressive. Police reportedly said an unidentified person rolled up in a white Jeep Cherokee and took the big cat away. There have been no reports of injuries to humans or any tigers. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.